We start in Ukraine, where talks trying to achieve peace in eastern Ukraine took place this week. Russia's Vladimir Putin talked mostly about trade, though, after a session of inconclusive talks in Minsk with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The situation in eastern Ukraine is escalating, according to U.S. officials. To assess all of this, we go to Simon Ostrovsky, reporter for Vice News, covering this story since the beginning, with teams embedded with the separatists and with the Ukrainian military. Simon told us the situation on the ground is very much at odds with what's going on in Minsk.
Right now, the conflict is flaring up again more intensely, even though there were negotiations between the president of Ukraine and the president of Russia yesterday in Belarus and Minsk. That hasn't seemed to bring tensions down at all. In fact, quite the opposite, because over the weekend, you had these very provocative moves from the separatists where they paraded Ukrainian prisoners of war through the streets, and they were taunted, and things were thrown at them, and they were jeered as fascists. And that's something that took place on the eve of the negotiations. And so it's no huge surprise that President Poroshenko and Putin weren't able to come to any kind of an agreement yesterday. And this conflict is going to be continued because Russia is showing, is trying to show, at least I think, Ukraine, that it can interfere in Ukraine's internal politics at any time. And I think Putin is waiting for Poroshenko and Ukraine's will to buckle and for them to come back into the fold.
On the insurgent side, the separatist side, what's the demeanor of the separatists? Are they rogue or do they really take orders from Russia? That's unclear at this point. And Putin in Minsk wasn't really able to guarantee that he has any control over the separatists, right?
Well, that's been Putin's position. He's publicly staying at arm's length from the separatists in eastern Ukraine. But he's also doing a lot of things to show that he actually does control the situation. I think it's interesting that after those talks yesterday, the Kremlin came out with a statement that said Russia will do everything to facilitate a peace plan in Ukraine. But that's a high level of doublespeak if we've ever seen anything like it, because look, yesterday, the Kremlin finally, in a convoluted way, admitted that it had soldiers, actual Russian soldiers, not just separatists, inside Ukraine, because the Ukrainians captured 10 paratroopers. And they claim that the paratroopers strayed into Ukraine by mistake. But, you know, it's as clear an indication that Russia has troops here from the Russian side itself as we've ever had. And I think that's an important point.
When your teams are with the separatists, how do they behave? How do they respond? What's their vision of the future?
Well, the separatists are a very diverse group on the one hand. They make up fundamentalist Orthodox, Russian Orthodox Christian ideologies, far left sort of socialist and communist ideologies, and a lot of sort of nostalgists for the Soviet period. So it depends on who you're talking about specifically. But as a general rule, they're very anti-Western, obviously pro-Russian, and have a very aggressive attitude towards both the West and the Western media. So sometimes it can get pretty dicey. I was myself kidnapped by the separatist forces in Slavyansk when they still held that city a couple of months ago. And I think the reason I was kidnapped was because I was asking the leadership there questions at press conferences that they weren't comfortable with. So that also tells you something about how they feel about the freedom of speech.
And also the mission of Vice to really get in there and ask questions that no one else is asking. Simon, the State Department told us yesterday with a bit of pride that the Ukrainians are making advances on the battlefield, that they control most of the territory, that they have Donetsk encircled and are really pushing back on the separatists. So what's your assessment of that?
Well, that's true up to a point. Over the last month or so, the Ukrainians have made a lot of progress and taken back a lot of the territory that was controlled by the separatists at the beginning. But the closer they get to Donetsk and the closer they get to the other city that the separatists control, Lugansk, the stronger the fortifications are in those cities that they have to face. And they've been not making any progress over the last couple of days and taking very, very heavy losses. And in fact, you know, the Ukrainians this morning announced that Russian and separatist forces had taken over 7 villages along the Russian border inside Ukraine in a completely different part of eastern Ukraine, further south, where there hadn't been any activity before. So, you know, we see things going in the opposite direction just in the last couple of days. And I think that's what I was talking about before with Russia trying to show the Ukrainians that they can intervene and interfere at any moment. And they're just trying to remind the Ukrainians of that, even with all of the advances that they've made, that things could change very, very quickly.
Simon Ostrovsky is a reporter for the Vice News Gathering Organization. They have two teams in Ukraine. He spoke with us from Kiev. Simon, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.